Brett, president of the MIMO, what did you think of tonight's event?
Tonight was really fun. The idea behind these kind of discussions isn't really to come up with the right answer. It's really to ask the right questions, and that's really all that happened tonight. We had a room full of people, easily over 100, completely engaged in the discussion about what is Web 2.0, what's going on, what are we going to do next? As marketers, how can we learn from this stuff? How can we be ready for it? We don't know the answers. Again, we know the questions to ask. We know what to look out for. I think a lot of people tonight had a really good time. They were enlightened. They're still here talking about what went on and about how they're going to make use of this information and go back and hopefully keep it going and ask us more questions down the road. It was great.
Any thoughts on why it rains every time we have a MIMO event at Calhoun Beach Club?
You know, it's one of those weird things. I had this vision of these gorgeous windows pouring, or with sunlight pouring through them. And this fantasy I'm going to be on the beach when I come here hasn't happened yet. We're 0 for 2. We'll probably try it again next year because the space is beautiful enough that it's worth a shot.
Thank you, Brett. And thank you for kicking off episode 43 of the First Crack Podcast with your host. That's me, Garrett Van Buren. Today, all IT conversation style, I am bringing you the conference proceedings from a recent Minnesota Interactive Marketing Association salon event called Web 2.0, presented by Jim Keen. Where's he at? You know what? I'm gonna give you his. I have him all in my RSS feed, so I have no idea what his actual website is here. Let's give me a second. Here we go. Keen.com. CUENE.com. Jim's great. He's been around the Minneapolis scene forever. He was, as I understand, founded MIMO. The first person, Jim was the first person to say blog in Minneapolis. So he's got cred. I'm going to kick it off all memento style here, and we're going to go backwards. I'm going to give you the comments from the participants, from the audience, from the people hanging out that paid cash money to attend this event to hear Jim speak. And then after that, you get to hear Jim speak.
My name is Rex Sargatz. I do a number of different things in town, including minspeak.com, thamoculus.com, and I work for a large.com that does websites for big media companies, and my last big job was NBCOlympics.com.
You were here at the MIMO Web 2.0 Salon. Tell me what you thought.
Oh, it was great. You touched on all the topics. It got a little bit like kind of crazy in there with everyone had a point of view, which I guess is the goal of the whole thing. I think it touched on all the points and could have drilled down more detail, but like everyone was kind of going crazy on stuff, so that's, I guess that's how these go. Yeah.
Excellent. Thanks, Rex. I'm here with Jared Grams from Whoop Design. Jared, what do you think of Jim Keen's Web 2.0 presentation?
I thought it was fantastic. I thought Jim raised a lot of very interesting questions, and I'm sure we're all very excited to see how this evolves, and hopefully we can wrap up in about a year and see if what we guessed happened actually happened.
In a handful of hours, you will be doing what?
In a handful of hours, Jim will be doing what?
You will be doing what?
I will be seeing episode 3.
Thanks for making time for us.
Thank you.
I'm here with David Weeks. David, introduce yourself and where are you from?
I'm a owner of the local label called Peppermint Records. We work with 13 different independent artists and help distribute their music and also do some promotions for them.
And you were here at the MIMA 2.0 presentation with Jim Keen. And what did you think? And what did it look like from your perspective as a record label?
Well, from my perspective as a record label owner, it definitely, you know, the early adoption, so many of our artists and also so many of the fans of artists are very, very much early adopters, and it made me think that we are a little behind the times. Exactly, and that we, at the same time, we don't have a whole, we just have to figure out a good way to apply our resources towards going after these opportunities because they exist and they're very important at this point. So, and it's also just great to be around so many creative minds that spend their time thinking and doing this type of activity. So.
What's your first MIMO event?
It's my second MIMO event. The first one was a kind of a networking. It wasn't a salon, and it was about a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. So certainly much bigger than last time. So,
what do you think
Location's great. I actually haven't had the food yet, so I'm going to have to dig in.
I'll let you go then.
Thank you. Thanks.
My name is Dave Winnell. I work for a U.S. bank, and I'm here as I'm an information architect. Obviously, I have a vested interest in usability on the web and how people use the web and whatnot. So.
And the folksonomy and tagging has got you running scared because now people can do IA on their own. They don't need you.
Well, I'm not scared yet because the certain applications I work on, I highly doubt users will be able to do themselves. So I'll still be employable for now.
Mark Lepke, what did you think of Jim Keane's presentation tonight?
I thought it was a great experience. I like the salon format.
First MEMA event.
Enjoying the atmosphere already. A lot of professional organizations are not as collaborative and inviting. And my first... I'll leave that out right now. Yeah. But let's just say it's a professional design organization that does not enjoy a lot of getting to know each other. So, I would say first check out mninteractive.com. Then eventually take a look at marklepke.com.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Hey, Charlie. Thanks for coming by. You want to be on the record? All right.
Melissa? What's up, Buttercup?
You stole my line. Oh, man. Tonight was a huge success.
Yes.
Working the front table and greeting everybody coming in and then talking with people afterwards. A lot of the newbies, like the first-timers, the virgin MEMAs, MEMAers, they came and absolutely loved it. They thought everybody was friendly and impressed that if they were sitting at a table, somebody would actually come down and sit down next to them and talk to them.
Was that person often you?
No. No. Well, in one occasion, I guess it was. I was usually stuck behind the table up front, so I didn't get to do too much of it. But, yeah, I mean, people were introducing people to everybody, and they're just, people are impressed at the low level of ego that is here, you know, in comparison to other organizations.
Do you think some big Minneapolis Business Interactive deals went down tonight?
Most definitely. Yeah, there was some elbow rubbing and some nodding and some winking. Yeah, I think.
Nice. from seeing the people come in, working the tables, and mingling after the event, and conversing with people after the event, is there a difference in vibe?
In vibe between MEMA and before and after? I think so. I mean, people have probably had a few drinks, so they're a little bit braver, you know. The music was really good tonight, too, so I think getting that kind of party atmosphere really helped out. Everybody was excited to be here beforehand, and I think by the end, they were carrying on conversations and actually making new connections and really building a strong network here with MEMA.
Wow, so articulate, so diplomatic. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Yeah.
And anything you'd like to plug?
I just got my first job.
Congratulations.
I accepted this morning.
Excellent.
Totally stoked. I got an offer yesterday, and I accepted this morning, and I guess they're really excited for me to start. I started the end of the month.
Can you say who it is?
Euphoria. Euphoria Design in St. Paul, Minnesota. And its website is u4eadesign.com. And they are a fabulous small agency that do really good work and really want to push the envelope on things.
And you can owe it all to MEMA.
And I can owe it all to MEMA. Yes. Well, I met the owner at an AIGA event. But I have already, in my interview to them, I pitched MEMA to them, so they will be joining MEMA.
Excellent. Thanks, Melissa. Jim Keane, after talking for 2.5 hours, how do you think it went?
Was it 2.5 hours?
Okay.
Well, mission one was to get some engagement from the audience. So I think we got engagement from the audience. Mission two was to come off as reasonably knowledgeable about the subject.
You hesitate.
And I think I did that. But it was good. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Thanks, Jim. It's always good to see these things up on a PowerPoint screen.
I am the master of PowerPoint. I didn't unleash the worst that I could do on this audience, but I could have.
My favorite thing was slide after slide, you said, oh, this just hit my radar yesterday, and you were able to not only speak intelligently about it, but also include it in the presentation.
I am the son of a car salesman first, and an omnivore second, so I can, and then, you know, it's all bullshit.
Of course.
Straight from the record.
Will you be running MinneapolisCrime.org?
Somebody here will be. It's not going to be me, but somebody will be. Yeah. It's just such a genius idea. I don't know what's better, though, is the revenue model. Is it, you know, defensive, you know,
pay to not be on this side?
Show up here, or is it pay to show up? I don't know. I think it kind of depends on who you are and what you're doing.
Anybody else on the comments for the podcast?
I'm getting shrugs and, like, I don't know how to speak English. Yes.
To really leverage the power of podcasts.
The power of podcasting.
What do we have to do to really put this into the flow? I mean, who do we have to name check? What sort of inflammatory comments do we need to throw out there? Do we need to rail about the right, left biases in the powerful mainstream media?
No.
Do we need to name check any?
So I would say if you want an easy sell, I would bring up Adam Curry. Or Dave Weiner. I'd also bring up... No, leave them out of it. Todd Mathen. He's a CBC producer who is pushing Canadian public broadcasting into podcasting everything he can get to pass him. I think also I would throw in Ron Popeil.
And why not?
Right. I would see his model as how to make podcasting, blogging, and video blogging generate revenue.
Somewhere in a dingy basement in Golden Valley, some minion of Ron Popeil is working on that application. Eventually he'll come out of my basement. When he's done and can make me $1 million, he can come out.
Excellent. Whew. Just wanted to throw a quick, you know, breather in there before we kicked off the main event. Again, this is Garrick Van Buren, and you're listening to the First Crack Podcast, episode 43. MIMO Web 2.0 with Jim Keen. Drop your comments and suggestions. If you've only listened this far, and this is as far as you plan on listening, drop me an email, firstcrack@gmail.com, or a voicemail, 206-20-BEAN-1. If you like the First Crack Podcast, if you like the show, head over to podcastmn.com, hit the Donate Now button, and throw me a couple bucks. Let me know you like the show. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you're there. Let me set the scene for you a little bit here. It's a giant room. It's big. There's lots of very large windows that Brett was talking about when we kicked off this episode. There's a giant staircase that Scarlett O'Hara can come down any moment. And there's a bartender in the back corner smashing ice. At least I can say the sound quality is not as fine and pristine and beautiful is what you're listening to right
now. One of the reasons why I'm excited to talk about Web 2.0, if you look at what's happened over the last couple of years with Connect, see, there's been a lot of change and a lot of innovation. Hopefully we'll talk about it. So with that in mind, please don't hesitate to raise questions or interrupt me. Good. So I don't want to be interrupted. And if there's anything I say that is either doesn't look true or is make kind of sense if you want me to try to go into a little more cavity. One other little disclaimer I'll throw out there is that I'm going to put some stats up tonight that I've been pulling together from some research, and they're dicey. You know, a lot of the stuff that we're talking about is still pretty new. A lot of the ways of gathering this information is still pretty new and questionable. So take all of these with a grain of salt, and you know, we're painting with broad strokes. So, a couple things to think about. Number one, I'm not going to try to throw a definition of what Web 2.0 is, but I want to just present a couple sites, a couple tools that I've seen that make me think of Web 2.0 when I see them. There's some emerging technology that you may have heard about, either web services or APIs. recognize web-based applications that are open to other applications that are talking, you know, machine to machine. There's Ajax and Folksonomies that we'll talk about, and really simple syndication. There's a lot of applications that a lot of you probably know about already that come to mind when I think of Web 2.0. There's Flickr, there's Google Maps, there's blogging, Craigslist. There's some apps that you may not have heard about that are really on the leading edge and really on the cutting edge and are very, very interesting. Delicious is one. Upcoming.org, 43 things. And then a lot of companies that we know about are fairly deep into this already. Amazon, Google, Yahoo, eBay all have APIs that open up and allow you to interact with them directly without having to go through the browser interface. So I found a quote today